We are going to be ending this series, and this series is on little actions, big distractions. Little actions, big distractions. And as the sign on the as the picture shows on the screen, there's a service dog barking at a squirrel. And you know, service dogs are not supposed to be distracted by anything. They're supposed to be on a mission to take care of their owner. But the service dog gets distracted in this picture. And what I've been trying to do is address some of the squirrels that we deal with during service, even specifically now during this sermon. And so there were three that I had covered before. The first one was about sweating. Y'all don't like to see me sweating, especially in this cold air. And we went to talk about how God did not want any distractions from the lessons the Levites were called to teach. And this was coming from the book of Ezekiel. And so I've said that I've done some things to reduce my sweating. That includes during and after the sermon. Yes, there is. Just for those of us that are still checking, I still have a towel up here. And I still have my hoodie right here that I'm going to put on after the service so we can continue to be okay. Amen. In fact, the sweating is handled. So let's get back to Jesus. Don't look at my sweat and miss his blood. And so I tried to end by saying that I cannot promise that I won't sweat, but I can promise that it's handled. And so even if I do sweat, at least focus on what I'm sweating about. And then the next week, we talked about another distraction, which was people moving around. And we got into it a little bit, talking about Peter walking on the water. And we ended by saying that Jesus is the answer to your situation and your distraction. The gospel is always relevant. So let's pray. Even during the sermon, even while I'm talking right now, you ought to be praying that you stay focused on Jesus. And I added a little side note that says that prayer itself helps you focus on Jesus. And while you're at it, why don't you pray for the people that are walking around too? And so then we close by saying you are going to see people moving around. Serve them. Pray for them or ignore them. And I left with this, that whenever you look around, that means you need to look up. And then the week before last, we ended with the topic of cell phones. Some of us remember how we started by practicing "If You're Happy and You Know It." And we went and started to talk about Mary and Martha. And we ended by saying that this isn't about respecting what I have to say. This is about respecting what God has to say. And that the Father definitely spoke through his Son, not only with his words, but with his life. And to those of us who have to have the cell phones on because there's things going on and we're kind of worried about whether what's going on, but we still want to be here, either be here or be there. God doesn't call you to be in two places at once. And so we ended by saying, when God is talking, keep your phone silent. It's okay. They'll hold. And then, so today is the last installment, and we're going to be coming from the book of Mark. The book of Mark. Mark, the 5th chapter. And again, pray for me because yet another distraction is coming. My throat is extremely dry. So forgive me if I'm coughing, but the Lord is good and he's going to work this out. I've been worse than this. In fact, I remember even preaching one sermon absolutely sick. but the Lord held it together for me. So there's no reason why he wouldn't do it for me right now. Book of Mark, 5th chapter, 30th verse. If you need some help finding it, look in the table of contents in your physical Bible. Look in the New Testament section in the table of contents. You're going to see Matthew, then you're going to see Mark. Once you go to Mark, go to that page number, then go to the 5th chapter. It'll be a big 5 or it'll be a chapter 5, depending on how your Bible is laid out. Then you'll turn to the 30th verse. That's a small number, 30. And what we'll do is we'll actually be coming from the 25th through the 34th verses, but in the interest of time, we're going to read these two verses right now. If you're having trouble keeping up, that's all right. We're going to try our best to have the words on the screen. I will be reading out of the Christian Standard Bible Version. You will find similar words printed in your text. The book of Mark, 5th chapter, 30th through 31st verses read as follows. It says, immediately Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Verse 31, his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing against you, and yet you say, who touched me? The topic, the final topic of this series that we will cover today, and Tech Team is going to love this, is technical difficulties. Talking about things that distract us from the sermons. Technical difficulties. The church is now in the technology age. It's already happened. Matter of fact, it happened when we started having microphones and speakers in church. And that was a while back. Microphones have been around for quite some time. The thing with technology is that it's wonderful when it works. But sometimes, whether it's a technical error or it is what they call a user error, technology fails us. We have seen God use technology nowadays. God uses technology to keep and to further his church. God is using technology even right now. And everybody here doesn't hear it, but everybody online just said amen. God is using technology to keep us and to connect us. But we do have technical difficulties. Sometimes our online streaming, it freezes. Now, we've had some efforts, and it shouldn't be freezing as much as before, but we have had some times where we've had some problems streaming the service. We've had some times where we've had problems with the microphones and the sound in here. In fact, it happened this morning. We've had technical difficulties, and I know this applies a lot more to those of us online, but sometimes those technical difficulties can be so great that it literally prevents us from hearing what God has to say. And that's different because, you know, with the previous topics I was bringing up, it was more of an issue with will, right? It was more like I could focus, but I just have some other things going on in my mind or other things going on. But technical difficulties are a little different in that some of those literally prevent us from focusing on the sermon because How can you focus on the sermon when you can't hear the sermon? And so these things happen, and thank God for our tech team. Thank God for everybody that's involved with trying to make sure that our sound and our streaming is all good. It does take a lot of work. For those of us that may not know, it takes a lot of work to keep this going. So I thank God for our people who are serving behind the scenes. Thank you for what you are doing, not just for me, not just for St. John, but for the Lord. But technical difficulties do happen. And so what do we do about those? What do we do about those types of technical difficulties? How are we supposed to focus when we literally can't hear the sermon? Or when I talk, this is how the sermon sounds. What do you do with that? And, you know, the interesting thing about all of these topics, and especially technical difficulties, is that, you know, the Bible does not have a book that talks about microphones. There's nowhere in the Bible that talks about how the mixer needs to be set at a right level, and there's nothing in the Bible talking about Zoom or Facebook. There's nothing in the Bible that talks about that. But what the Bible does mention is a woman that wanted to see Jesus. And I'm going to be reading from the book of Mark. I'm going to be reading from the fifth chapter of Mark, and we're going to start at verse 25. Now, I'm going to say, again, you should always keep your Bibles open. But in verse 25, and you know, instead of trying to introduce all of this, let's just read what was happening as Jesus was on his way to go heal a little girl. There was an interruption. Verse 25, it says, "Now a woman suffering from bleeding for 12 years had endured much under many doctors." Now, the women know what's going on, but the men don't. So let me help you out. This woman was most likely suffering from menstrual bleeding. And of course, you know, the women have to deal with this, you know, monthly. But this woman did not have a break. And only the women in the house know that is a horrible way to live. Men, we don't get it, but trust me, it is horrible. But it's not just the fact that this bleeding is physically happening, but especially in that culture, when a woman was on her menstrual period, she was considered unclean. Which, again, in that society, in that time, meant that she could not participate in all of the rituals and all of the things that people normally would until after her menstrual period was over. Imagine this woman continually being unclean for 12 years. That would mean that she would be shut out of society for 12 years. Because anything she touched, this is in Leviticus, anything she touched, anything she sat on, anything that was associated with her, would then become unclean and then need to be ceremonially washed, and people didn't want to deal with that. So what you would do is women that were on their cycle, they would put them, you know, they would be on the side and just, you know, do that until it's done, and then you come back into society. This woman would not have been allowed to do anything for 12 years. Well, why don't you go to the doctor? Verse 26, she did. She had endured much under many doctors. In fact, it keeps saying in verse 26, she had spent everything she had and was not helped at all. On the contrary, she became worse. Now, let me just say this real quick, because some of y'all are saying, this is why I don't go to the doctor. Go to the doctor, all right? This is not an excuse. Don't misread this scripture, all right? On the contrary, she became worse. But, verse 27, having heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd. Everybody say crowd. In the crowd. And did what? Touched his clothing. Verse 28. For she said, this is what she was thinking. She said, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be made well. And what happened in verse 29? Instantly, after touching the clothes, instantly, her flow of blood ceased. The women in the house said amen. One said thank you. Instantly, her flow of blood ceased, and she sensed in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Now, what can we see so far in this story, and what in the world does it have to do with the microphone not working? This woman was highly motivated to meet Jesus. And if you could imagine Jesus is walking in, and there's, Jesus is not a nobody. You know, Jesus is extremely popular. Everybody's coming from all over, and they all want to meet him, and they all want to get around, and all want to touch him. They all want to be around Jesus. So Jesus is not just walking with a couple of his homeboys. Jesus is walking and sifting through crowds of people, and his disciples are trying to move around the crowd so that Jesus can pass through. And Jesus, this is a madhouse of people. And Jesus is doing this, and he's on his way to go heal this little girl. And this woman is coming up and sees this entire crowd. But what the woman did not do was say, well, you know what? This crowd is too large. You know, there's too many people, and I ain't trying to deal with all of them. Oh, by the way, I'm not supposed to even be here, because I'm not supposed to touch nothing. And I'm definitely not supposed to be touching the teacher. Because what? If you touch it, then you make him unclean. Oh, that's a problem. There was a whole lot of reasons why the woman should not have even been there in the first place. But she was highly motivated to meet Jesus. And she wasn't going to let a crowd stop her. Her blessing was in view, and there's a whole lot of folks blocking her view, but her blessing was in view, and she wanted it that bad. You know, there's a saying that goes along with this. That there's a saying that says, wherever there's a will, there's a way. And this is something that this woman was applying. Her will was strong enough. She didn't look at all of this as a reason why she couldn't get to Jesus. She just looked at this as things she would have to get through to get to Jesus, because she wanted it that bad. She willed it that bad. How in the world does this matter to us? St. John, we have many ways to share the gospel. Did you know that? First of all, if you're here, you can hear me sharing the gospel. But we also have this online thing called Zoom and Facebook, which we're streaming to, that allows us to share the gospel. But if you look in our programs, and I wish I had my program with me so that I could read along with you, not only can you see this live, but you can even go on the website. And if we recorded this sermon, you can go check out the website. Just turn it to the first page. First page. Thank you, Deacon. Thank you, everybody that's along with me. I'm going to help you out. I'm reading with you. I'm reading with you. If you turn, maybe not to the first page, but if you turn to the, it's on the last page on your insert, it talks about listen to our sermons on sjbcla.org/sermons. So if you have a problem listening during the service, you can find us after the service. And then not only that, but if you use Amazon Music or Apple Podcasts or YouTube Music or iHeart or Spotify or Pandora or some others, you can find what we're talking about on there too. Oh, by the way, if you have internet issues or if we have recording issues, you could also just call in. You could even call me and find out what did I preach on. Although you should be calling others to find out what I preached on. Because they should be able to tell you. Hello, somebody. There's a whole lot of ways for St. John to share the gospel. And so our will is to make ways for your will. Because wherever there's a will, there's a way. And so we, our will, our desire is to make sure that if you want to hear the gospel, if you want to hear what was talked about in the sermon, you can find out. There's a lot of ways to do this. It just comes back down to how bad do you want to hear it? But there was something else. There was something else that wasn't explicitly marked out in this scripture, but I want to reference something. It says, look, did you know that this woman could only touch the end of Jesus' robe? Somebody said, well, that wasn't in Mark. Let's cross-reference to Matthew. Book of Matthew 9:21. It says, just then, a woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years, same story, approached from behind and touched, here's the detail, she touched the end of his robe. For she said to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I'll be made well. This woman could only touch the end of Jesus' robe. Now, I'm saying this because I want you to think about this. I'm not so sure that her first plan was to touch the end of the robe. Now, it might have been. I don't know. This is me speculating. But if I want to come talk to, if I need to see Deacon Murphy, I'm not hoping to just catch the end of his, just to touch the end of his sleeve like that. My plan is to come talk to him face to face. You know, my plan is not to have to see Deacon Murphy almost walk out the door and me yell at him. My plan is not necessarily to resort to my extreme measures in order to see him. Why am I saying this? This woman, ideally, would probably have wanted to talk to Jesus face to face. Maybe. We don't know. But regardless if that were true or not, what this woman did was make the most out of what she could get. I say this because sometimes we need to make the most out of what we can get. What does that mean technologically? Sometimes the live stream acts up right in the middle of what you call the good part. Sometimes I'll be talking in the microphone and then the batteries go. Sometimes the speakers cut out. Things happen. And these things would normally distract us and then just turn us off to the entire sermon. But sometimes we need to make the most out of what we can get. God knew that there would be technical difficulties. God knew that you would have issues hearing. But there was part of the sermon that you did hear that matters. And there might be part of the sermon you hear later on after the technical difficulty is resolved that matters. But if you think about the woman with Jesus, she touched the end of his robe. It was not ideal, but that was the most she could get. There was a whole lot of people touching Jesus. That's what the scripture says, right? There's a whole lot of people around him, touching him. In fact, his disciples were saying, you know, why? You talk about who touched you. Look, there's a whole mob of people around you. You talk about who touched me. There's a whole lot of people touching Jesus. But there was only one recorded healing from that instance. And that was the woman with the issue of blood. This woman, although she got just a little touch of Jesus, in my view, got more out of Jesus than anybody else did there. Why am I saying this? Sometimes you might get more out of 30 seconds than others get in 30 minutes. Sometimes the technical difficulties happen because they happen, but God might allow you to hear just a little bit. Just enough to change your life. He might allow you to hear just a little bit, just enough to make a difference in your situation. And I'm sorry that you don't get to hear the whole sermon and you get to hear without interruptions, but there is a part that God wanted you to hear. And you heard it. And God knew it. You might get more out of 30 seconds than others get in 30 minutes. Keep going. Verse 30, it says, immediately Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. Immediately. Jesus turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 31, his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing against you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" Verse 32, but he was looking around to see who had done this. Now, I don't know about you, but when I read the Bible, sometimes I'm asking, why is this here? Why are we reading about this? Why do we care? The woman got healed, move on, right? In my head. The woman got healed. Come on, move on. Move through the story. Why are we talking about Jesus having power come out of him and who touched his clothes? Why is this even a discussion? But Jesus was looking around to see who had done this. Verse 33. The woman, with fear and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And then Jesus says something that I thought was a little scandalous, which is verse 34. He says, "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has saved you." "Go in peace and be healed from your affliction." Now, again, y'all are great Bible readers and been in Sunday school a long time, Bible study a long time. Hallelujah. Thank God. I asked some questions. I said, if I go back on verse 30, it said power had gone out of Jesus. Right? I'm assuming that this power is what healed the woman, right? But then there's verse 34 that says, "Your faith has saved you." But Jesus, your power did this. So, Jesus, why are you saying your faith did this when we know your power did this? It's weird questions, but I ask these questions. Why is Jesus giving credit to her belief when it was Jesus that actually did the work? And what I learned was that her faith in Jesus made her well, and Jesus made her well. Both things can be true. This is what Jesus sees. He showed me that her faith made her well, and Jesus made her well. Both statements can be true. If I can get a little theological for a moment, we know that we're not saved by works, which means that, you know, when we try hard enough, that's when God saves us. When we have cleaned ourselves up enough, then God saves us. Then God loves us. Then God blesses us. Then God gives us because of our work. We're not saved by works. In fact, there's explicit scriptures on that. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 talks about that in detail, that we're saved by grace. We're not saved by works. So it's not, you know, this woman, what she did is not the reason by itself why she got saved or got healed. Because obviously if she had been touching anybody else, she wouldn't have gotten healed, right? Okay. But again, this is me working through it, all right? Y'all already got it. I'm just working through it, right? But one thing I also learned is not only are we not saved by works, we're also not saved by weight. W-A-I-T. What do I mean by saved by weight? Sometimes people think that we just need God to come through, and then we just sit back and wait. God's gonna bless me. Sit back and wait. God's going to do a miracle in my life. He's going to deliver me. He's going to work everything out for me. And then we sit back and wait. Now, God has told us to do things. God has told him what to do in the meantime. Of course, he's working it all out. But God has given us instructions, but we don't want to do the instructions because we just waiting on the Lord to work things out. And I wonder what would have happened to the woman if she said, oh, I see Jesus over there. I'm just going to wait for him to come my way. Because he know I'm here. He know what I need. I'm going to wait for him to. He know the crowd is crazy. He know these people. You know I ain't dealing with these people. I'm going to just sit here and wait for the Lord to come through. No, because of her faith in Jesus, it allowed her to go against everything that she knew and everything that people told her to be and do so that she could get to Jesus just to touch the end of his robe. Why am I saying this? We are not saved by works. We are also not saved by weight. What this is saying is sometimes we got to put some effort into meeting Jesus. Put some effort. God gets glorified. He's the one that gets lifted up. But put some effort. Actually try to meet him. Instead of just waiting like he's supposed to come your way, he ain't supposed to do nothing. Pastor, I thought you were talking about microphones. Some of us, when we have issues with the technology, oh well, can't hear the sermon. Bye. Oh well, maybe God was going to tell me something, but, you know, tech team ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Bye. Even though tech team is doing what they're supposed to do, they're trying to fix it, but bye. And I'm telling you, some of y'all are missing y'all blessing because you give up too easily. Try. Just try. If the live stream don't work, try a different way. Try to go online and get the recording. Try to call somebody and ask what was going on. We have people that are not able to be here, that are online right now. Thank God for our tech team making it happen. They are online right now looking at this sermon because they wish they could be here. They wish they could experience how we experience it. But they are doing the next available thing. They are trying to connect. Oh, what about if you're online, but what if it happens if you're in the hospital? We've had members call from the hospital, from nursing homes and rest homes, just trying however they can to be part of this service. We've had a member call from jail. He don't have the Zoom link on the phone. He calling from jail on three-way trying to hear what's going on in the service. Jesus rewards that kind of thing. Jesus rewards us when we try to meet him. But if we think we just kings and queens and we just gonna sit back like he's supposed to bless us, like he's supposed to give us grace, like he's supposed to drop in a word, and then we all mad because we ain't heard nothing, but we not even trying. Try. Put some effort into meeting Jesus. We have made a lot of ways possible for you, but put some effort into meeting him, and that means overcoming the technical difficulties. The woman overcame her technical difficulty, which was the crowd, which was the society telling her what she should and shouldn't do. She overcame that, and she met Jesus, and she was rewarded for that. Some of us need to work a little bit harder, just a little bit, at overcoming technical difficulties. Do you realize that the gospel is, by definition, God overcoming technical difficulties to save us? By definition, that's what the gospel is. Hey, we were doomed. We sinned. We deserve hell. Ain't no way around it. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Ain't, we can't be good enough. We can't give enough. There was nothing we could do that could please God. And so technically, we were done. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to pay the penalty for our sins. Technically, that wasn't supposed to happen, but it did, because God made a way, and that way was named Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The Father had a will, and Jesus is the way. Jesus died on that cross for our sins. He was buried. But on the third day, he rose from the grave. Oh, by the way, there's a lot of technical difficulties with rising from the grave. Jesus figured it out anyway. The Father figured it out anyway. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit figured it out anyway. We serve a God who is, by definition, overcoming technical difficulties. So as followers of Christ, we have a new mindset. There is always a way to Jesus. And that includes technology. There's always a way to Jesus. There's always a way to hear what Jesus has for us. There's always a way to know what Jesus has for us. Stop getting so caught up on what ain't happening for you. Start thinking about what the Lord is doing for you. The abilities that he has given you. There's always a way to Jesus in the sermon. Technology should support the gospel, but it will never stop the gospel. There's always a way to Jesus. St. John has done a whole lot already. Oh, I forgot to mention, we have an app too, a phone app. So, come on. I don't remember the Zoom link. Download the app. You'll never have to remember it again. We've done a whole lot to try to connect you, not only to what St. John is doing, but really primarily what Jesus is doing here. We have a tech team, literally a team. A lot of churches don't have. We have a team of people that their job is to make sure we get connected to Jesus Christ and his work in St. John. It should support the gospel, but it'll never stop the gospel. There's always, and always have this mindset, there's always a way to Jesus. If there's another way I could put it, you don't need the tech to work for God to work. The goal of this series has been to address distractions during the sermon, but as some of you can tell, during our lives, really. There is nothing strong enough, nothing powerful enough, nothing urgent enough, nothing too technical that prevents us from the love of Christ. There is absolutely nothing that will block us from being connected to God. And as Christians, my prayer is that we adopt this mindset that there's always a way to Jesus. You don't need people to stop moving around. You don't need cell phones to be off. You know, you don't need to worry about me sweating. Some of y'all worried, look, here I am. You don't need to worry about that. And you don't need to worry about any technical difficulties. You don't need the tech to work for God to work.